era is being wrapped up as we speak. Wrapped up, finished, done, short, time is short. What, do I have a special revelation? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a special revelation that the era is limited. I do. I'm going to give it to you today. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender coming to you live from Windber, Pennsylvania. Beautiful downtown Windber. Well, I don't know if I ever told you this. Actually, I'm not in Windber. Yeah, I thought I was early on, but all right. I don't know. I really don't want to say this, but I'll go ahead and say it. Windber is around the corner on Graham Avenue, and we're on Bedford Street, and it's only about a, 50-yard walk. I'm actually in Paint. Yeah, Paint, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm, Paint. You heard. Yeah, P-A-I-N-T. It's actually a borough. See, so I'm in the suburbs of Windber, not even in Windber proper, but the suburbs, just so you know. Yes, that's true. Down the road is Scalp Level. That's another borough. It's called Scalp Level. Now, I asked Clyde where they got these names, and they got them from somewhere. I can't remember the story. Paint, I guess some artists used to come and perch on one of the hills, and there was a beautiful scene of some kind, and they came from the art school in Pittsburgh, so they called this Paint. So I'm actually in Paint, Pennsylvania. Can anything good come out of Paint, Pennsylvania? Well, yes. I told you I had a plan, and this is my plan. I want to write books. And you know, that's funny because I'm a writer. That's what I do. People ask me what I do. Well, besides this, I often thought of getting a business card, and on the business card it says, "Suffers evil with the evangel." And that's what I do. I only say that to people who know me. What do you do? I suffer evil for the evangel. People who are already familiar with me, maybe I can get them to laugh. Not mostly, they just stare at me. But I tell people I'm a writer. Yeah, that's what I am. I'm a writer. That's how I identify my occupation. And so there's nothing more pathetic than a writer who's not writing. And I haven't been writing lately because, as you know, I've been traveling extensively from December till now. It's the beginning of June. And with writing, you really have to get the ball rolling. You have to get on a roll. You have to get in a groove. And I have not been able to establish any kind of groove. I've written some of the newsletters you get, the ZWTF. I cannibalized some of my old writing. I have written some new material, but I can't tolerate this situation anymore. Because to be honest with you, I have 12 books backlogged. I have the material for 12 books. And I would say half of those are written, actually done. And they just need formatted, typeset, published. The rest of them need some writing and adjustment. They're all going to need some editing and reworking, but these 12 books can be yours if the price is right. Now, these 12 books can actually be out by the end of the year, I think. But in order to do that, that's right. Yes, 12 new books from me. 12 new books you've never seen before. Stuff you've never read by the end of the year. That's my goal. That's the first wave. I have a first wave is actually 13 books. I'm just saying 12 because I'm giving myself a break. The next wave, I have another wave of 10 books that are, I already know the titles of all these books. The next wave is 10 books that are somewhat written, but the ideas are very solidly formed. And some of them I already have material written on them and they're in different places. So those books, I could probably write those in, you know, another 6 months. And then there's the third wave of another 10 books, and these are the ones that would take longer. It'd probably take me, you know, a year and a half to produce those 10 books because it's going to call for starting from scratch. So basically, I'm looking at 33 books in me that I know are in me that I just need the time, the energy, the wherewithal to write. So what I'm telling you is from now to December, I'm going to concentrate on writing books. This means I'm going to stop answering email for 6 months. I don't know when exactly I'm going to start, but I think if you've written me in May, I might not write you back. But my sister Kelly is going to respond. We're going to send out something where you're going to know that I'm going to read them. I'm going to get what you write me. I don't want you to stop, but I'm not going to be answering. I just can't. I don't think you realize how much time and energy this takes. It's a third of what I do, a third of the energy and the time it takes to answer emails, answer your questions, and I've enjoyed doing it. I love fellowshipping with you, but I'm not getting any writing done because all my energy is going into that, and this is not a good thing right now, and I feel a sense of urgency to get these books out. It would be tragic if I died with these books in the hopper, these books unpublished and unread. And these are all very good books, exciting books. So I'm going to do something about it. I just made a resolution, 4 to 5 days ago. So those of you who send money to support this ministry can't do it without you. Don't stop now. Thank you. God bless you for each and every one of you. My sister Kelly will be sending out thank yous for that. I will not be able to respond personally to that, but I want you to know why. The reason is I'm going to be writing. I'm going to set myself up a schedule. Traveling is going to be light now. I'm not going to be. There's one conference in Pennsylvania and in July, and then there's the one in Faith, North Carolina, which is going to be very exciting. I'm going to tell you about that. It's going to be huge. But those are the only two coming up, and until that time, I am going to get myself on a very rigid schedule, and traveling just prohibits that, and man, you're going to see some books. It's not like I'm going to wait till December 31st and then unload a dozen books on you. I'm going to publish these books and make them available to you as I write them. I hope to become a book writing machine, and this really does help me. It helps me to do something what I consider epic, and to me, it's epic to write 12 books in 6 months, so I get excited by the scope of it, by the scale of it. The fact that it's a big plan is what excites me. So I'm going to use that for motivation. And then I haven't told you this, but in October, starting to look very good chance that I'll be going to Europe, doing a European tour, the Evangel, and in Norway, Holland, England, and Germany. This is a little more than tentative at this point, and it's going to happen in October. I'll have more to say to you about that as that develops. So obviously that's going to be about 3 weeks. That's going to take a little interruption in the book production factory here, but it's still going to get out. So I appreciate your encouragement, your love, your support. I know you're wanting these books. You eat up my writing, and that's the only way I can do this, because I know that you're waiting for this, and it helps me to know that you love it and you want it and you need it. And it helps you so much. Your letters, folks. Oh, my God. I could not keep doing this without the letters you've sent me. That's why I really feel bad that I'm not going to be answering you personally, because I've prided myself on answering every email or letter I get personally since 1993. And I'm talking thousands and thousands of letters and emails. And if for some reason you sent me something that didn't get answered, it was an accident. It was a total anomaly. It was a freak of nature, because I can't sleep. I mean, I literally, if I let it go too long when I don't keep up with my mail, I literally can't sleep at night, and I have to get up and catch up. Well, I'm going to let it go. I have to let it go. So if you wrote me between like May 5th and now, I don't think I'm going to get to it. I just can't. My mind is really changing. God is inspiring me now. I've got to turn this corner, and if I do it halfway, if I just say, well, maybe I'll just do it a couple days a week answering email, I can't tell you the weight that email is on my mind, on my shoulders. And so to be delivered of that, I can already tell my mind is beginning to change toward books. You have to concentrate on this. And I'm not very good at changing channels. I'm not very good at midstream, half the day answering email, half the day getting back to a book. It's like you live with a book. You think about it constantly because you want it to be right. You want it to be good. And you love those illustrations, the cartoons. Folks, I might spend 3 hours finding the perfect cartoon and the perfect caption to fit a context. That's why you love my stuff, because I sweat the details, and it takes time, it takes thought, and I just have not been able to concentrate on what I do best, and that's writing. So that's going to change, And so I thank you for your patience. I do need your prayers. I need your continued support. I'm going to keep doing this show. This is going to be my main way of talking to you. I think I'm going to be able to keep the newsletter coming every couple weeks, the ZWTF. I'm thinking of doing a series on Romans based on A.E. Knox commentary on Romans. I really do want to keep that going because I want you to keep getting something from me in print. And this show's going to keep going 5 days a week because I have to talk. I do. I got to communicate with you some way. I have to vent. I have to get these things out that are in me. I want to talk about the book of Hebrews, as I told you on Friday. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm going to do books. I'm going to publish them a different way. Clyde here has a system. They do print on demand. Now, in the past, all of my books are published by Stark and Hartman. You know, we get like 3,000 or 5,000 published at one time, and it's less expensive per unit, but then, you know, you have warehousing issues, and I'm always nervous putting something, writing with 3,000, because if you find that inevitable mistake, or you realize, oh, I wish I could change something, you can't change 3,000 books. Print on demand, you just get a small quantity. We have them here. Stark and Hartman headquarters is going to have them, and then I can change it. I can make adjustments as the need arises for that inevitable typo, which, you know, you just hate that as a writer. It's like, the book may be great, but you can't stop thinking about that stupid typo. So this is on my heart. I could give you the titles tomorrow, maybe. I'll run through some of the titles that I have. Some of these titles you guys have been hearing about for a long time. And again, Sense of Urgency. Sense of Urgency. The Era is Limited. The Era is Short. I was planning on talking to you about that. Remember on Friday, I was talking about those of you who just are overly concerned and burdened by your living quarters and kind of the Martha syndrome, you know, busy and in a tumult about many things that maybe some of them aren't that important. I want to talk to you tomorrow then about 1 Corinthians chapter 7. So let's do that tomorrow. So in the meantime, thanks for letting me talk to you about this. I'm excited about it. I love to write. I started this morning. I got to tell you this before we check out. I started this morning, and it's like I've forgotten how. I'm finishing a book called The Lie of Every Man's Battle. This may be one of the most important books I've ever written, The Lie of Every Man's Battle. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about it. But I hadn't sat down with it for months, and I sat down with it, and I started to type and to write. And it's just so hard to do. I realized that you use it or lose it. I don't know if it's like riding a bicycle at all. I mean, I still have it in me to write, but and I still have the tools, you know, but it's just a little rusty. I got to get back. I got to get that routine going. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support. I still need it. This has been Martin Zender, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow.